We're reading from Kabbalah for the student. We're reading the article Introduction to Pri Chacham, not in Kabbalah for the student. Here we want, in the last part of the morning lesson, to go through a few articles that Baal HaSulam explains scientifically, not about our inner work. Obviously he speaks about that as well, but for when he speaks about the general reality and where the method of correction called the wisdom of Kabbalah, where it actually takes place. Prior I shall come to clarify the wisdom of Kabbalah. I found it necessary to first clarify the actual essence of this wisdom. Why? Because all of the history, all of the geography, that's not as important in the wisdom of Kabbalah. That isn't included even on what generation or where it acted, what Kabbalist. But it's important for us what he did in the general system of the worlds, what corrections have been made. Because those who follow, in order for those who follow to be able to advance properly by that Kabbalist, therefore, we see the Kabbalists according to their intensity, according to the way they helped us over time. We can't evaluate these Kabbalists if we're not yet in the upper system. So I can't say who is great and who isn't as great. But according to what it seems to me in my eyes, he left us many good, nice, proper writings that I can advance by them. I feel how they activate me. So accordingly, I say that it's great. But Baal Shem Tov, for example, he didn't leave anything after him. He didn't leave a thing. But all the Kabbalists that followed, they all followed by his Torah, the Ari. Same thing. He actually didn't write a thing. What was written by the Ari, it all was written down by the Marchu, by his student. And there were such Kabbalists that also wrote what they wrote. But they acted in the spiritual world, in the system of the world, in order to arrange, to hasten the times there. It also depends on the root of one's soul. But the most important thing was their engagement. And therefore, when we act in this system of the connection of the souls, there we can actually discover what each one has done in the actual system, what corrections he has made. Especially, as Rabash says, the great corrections are done by the sages of the Talmud, that they made corrections. On the one hand, they had spiritual attainment. On the other hand, they were in exile. And then they had the opportunity to write these things in such a way, and also to express it corporeally, and also to make corrections spiritually. In a way that, as we study, in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, there's two. Should eat bread and water, sleep on the ground, and so on. And by their corrections, they cancelled these conditions and they left only the light that reforms. And that is enough for us to reach our purpose. Yes.
In the introduction to Tas, it says the sages of the Talmud made the path easier than the sages of the Mishnah, because they said, forever the person should engage in Torah and Mitzvot, even lo lishma, because from lo lishma he comes to lishma, and then the light in it reforms him. They created a new thing for us, instead of the self-mortifications, which is the light of Torah that has the power to reform us and bring one to the engagement of Torah and mitzvot lishma.
So it's not that there wasn't light. There must be the light. It says, you should sleep on the ground, eat bread, water, but in the Torah you should engage. But you should engage in the Torah in addition to these self-mortifications. And they made such corrections that you don't need these mortifications anymore. They opened these pipes of abundance to such an extent that if we are completely delved in reaching the goal, then the light that reforms will lead us such a way that we don't need anything else, but each one is limited according to his degree to what is necessary. And the light takes care of that. We don't have to think about that.
There is something else in item in letter 38. He says, Bala Sulam, I told you that I heard from the Admor of Kalushi that in the previous generations, in order to come to the wisdom, you had to come to through all the other seven wisdoms that are and self-mortifications, and yet people will not necessarily be liked by the Creator. And from the time of the Ari and the work of the Baal Shem Tov, this is something that is equal to every soul, and no more preparations are required. There's a question from the U.S. You spoke about the Kabbalists of the past. So the question is, how do you know if someone's a Kabbalist or not?
You don't know. You don't know a thing other than what you know. Through what vessels can you see? What can you do? Buy another pair of glasses.
I think what he means is in terms of relating to
he who makes miracles is a Kabbalist. He who wears a red string is a Kabbalist. What else? What do you call a Kabbalist? How can you check?
This is what they're asking.
You can't. You can't. That's why it says a person must study only a place where his heart desires. If his development is still in the state that he believes in red strings, then he should go there. Yes, why not? That's the way it's organized. All of the desires are in this field of light, and between the relation between the light and the desire, each and every desire, it fills this place. It's like particles in a magnetic field, and that way each one must advance. Therefore, you mustn't say to a person, even someone who is here, you mustn't tell them what to do. It's prohibited. As long as they don't ruin for the others. So it's like I say, guys, let's make the intention and so on. But it's not that I pressure anyone. If a person wants to leave, he can leave. It's each one's choice. What choice? You can say that's the way he's led from above, and we mustn't interfere. Only to give him a chance, an opportunity. No more. Therefore, we don't know who is the Kabbalist and who isn't. If someone will say, Moses will come and sit here, how will you differentiate him from the others? If you come with a ponytail and with an earring and maybe another, another costume. Because you'll see the costume. Can you see beyond that? No. If you would see Rabash, you wouldn't see, well, if maybe you're not familiar with all the clothings of Bnei Brak, but you wouldn't see any greatness in him at all. The way he dressed, the way he behaved. He takes a bag at 8 a.m., takes the bus to the beach, swims, goes back home. Such things that, you know, behavior that isn't maybe even suitable for an important rav or something, just like that. There are things that aren't even as usual as others, even more so things that are to greatness. No, the opposite. You'd see him in a wedding, sitting with all the others, when he had to sit, like, you know, act all important and so on. It was very, very difficult for him. With who? What for? What's the point? But he has to. He still must give the importance to this entire business of his, that still maybe someone might come, might show interest. Of course, nothing came out of it because, well, but you mustn't decide that way. These are things that aren't seen in the eye at all. The entire path is above reason. How can you decide? On the contrary, always there are obstacles, problems. Also a person for himself, and also from the students and from the world, because that is help against him. The Creator that wants to help, he does the opposite. He gives shame, he gives a person obstacles, and by that he separates him. He separates him, he isolates him from the wide audiences, so in order for his ego not to start chasing the honor and... So there's one thing here in its oppositeness. And it seems to us that the Kabbalists are despised by the society. And that is actually how the Creator guards them, so they won't... A teacher and a student, for example. So the student is given disregard for his teacher. So there's a few things here. The student maybe is being pushed away because he's unworthy, for now. And that's it. There are many calculations here. And it's not only the way it seems. Okay, guys, we need to... Okay, Moti, fine.
You said that it's impossible to identify Kabbalists, but still there's an indication. If a person is engaging in that and he's talking about the desire and correcting it and so on, so at least he's on the right track, right? If he's talking about that and it's the essence of Kabbalah.
I don't know. Maybe he read many times, and maybe he's just citing what he read in the books, so... By that you begin to understand that he's a Kabbalist? Where do you have the vessels to say that he's a Kabbalist? What blessing he gives, what praise he says. Look, I stood by his side and I got these vibrations, these... What? Tell me. What he said today happened 2 days later. True? I can bring you people like that from all over the world who know the future. A fortune teller is not a Kabbalist. It is a completely different approach. He'll tell you what's going to happen in this world. It is unrelated to Kabbalah, unrelated to spirituality. Unrelated. There are many in history. The last known one was Wolf Messing, this Jewish Polish person from Russia. Years before a phenomena, he described it exactly. Until the day he'll die, the hour, the precise hour, he just closed his eyes, tell you exactly what's going to happen. Beginning of the war, the end of the war, what happens to each and every person, everything. The crisis in Cuba was when it was right before the war there. So he said, if you do this, this will happen. If you do this, that will happen. He opened up everything between Russia and America. He told both of them what happens and what's going on, and then they agreed to do without the war.
Where did it come to him? Where does it come from?
It's by feeling what takes place in the world. They all exist, but they have not yet been revealed to us. There's no secret. The secret is with respect to us, but all of that is irrelevant because there is no time. It is the degrees that are revealed one after the other. And there are people that who just see things in transparently, and they just see through it. What's the problem? If I now do not see you, and I can approach to you, so I will. Meaning, it will take me 5 minutes to reach you, and in 5 minutes I'll know you, and I can put my glasses on, and now I can see you, and I've brought you closer to me, and now I can see you. So time and distance is the very same thing. That's it. It all depends on the glasses. So he had that quality. He was a little bit, he had some problems, some problems. Of course he's unnormal. Normal are the ones that are like animals. He was a little more. I spoke to Rabash about it, and he said yes. He understood that. It's not related to Kabbalah. Or to religion, or to Judaism, or to anything. You should believe the wisdom of the nations. There are those who use it, different organizations, those by the governments, But what I'm trying to say is, why did you even start talking about this? That these are not Kabbalists. People run to these fortune tellers. They think they're Kabbalists. They are not Kabbalists. A Kabbalist is one who identifies with the Creator to a certain extent, meaning at least he's already in the ladder of degrees. I'm not talking about the actual degrees, but a Kabbalist is actually one that can receive in order to bestow, and that is already, you understand, these are the degrees of Gar. Okay, well, let's hopefully attain in order for us to be that way as well.
So we'll start from the beginning of the sentence again. Before I come to clarify the wisdom of Kabbalah as it's understood by the many, I would like to first explain its essence, that in my opinion, if you are aware of this, and you can't talk about something before you know what the thing itself is. And although this acknowledgement is deep and profound, I will try as best as I can, with all that I have acquired in this profession, to give a profound and authentic commentary that can help everyone derive the right conclusions the way they are, without allowing any place for the browsers to mislead themselves, as usually it happens in these issues.
So we'll see what is Kabbalah, what is a Kabbalist, and so on.
What does the wisdom revolve around? This question comes to the mind of every right-minded person. We're reading from page 21 in Kabbalah for the Student. To properly address it, I will provide a reliable and lasting definition. This wisdom is no more and no less than a sequence of roots which hang down by way of cause and consequence, by fixed, determined rules interweaving to a single exalted goal, described as the revelation of His godliness to His creatures in this world.
In other words, it's also the wisdom and the system. What's the wisdom of Kabbalah? It's the wisdom and the system and the application of recognition of godliness. The purpose is to reveal godliness. How? According to which orders? How to actually do it? And the actual application entirely, that is the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning, we have no higher, more sublime, important wisdom, because the entire wisdom is according to its purpose. Here, the purpose is attaining godliness. Therefore, this is a very important wisdom. Yes.
In some more aspects, Bar HaSulam also says, in the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence, what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? The wisdom of Kabbalah, in general, is the matter of the revelation of godliness in its arranged paths and tracks, in what has appeared in the world and what will appear, and what may appear until the end of all generations. The Ramchal also writes that the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is only to know the leadership of the higher will. Why did He create all the created beings? What does He want from them? And what will be the end result of everything in the world?
Yes.
Can you read and simply explain in simple words this definition?
Yes, of course. I'm starting from here, because this wisdom is no more and no less than a sequence of roots which hang down by way of cause and consequence, by fixed, determined rules, meaning from the highest point that I don't know, don't recognize, these roots cascade in a chain, and they connect, and they aim to this single exalted goal, described as the revelation of His godliness to His creatures, meaning these roots that come from above to below, that through them I can reach revelation of godliness as a creature with respect to Him, the Creator. What ties me to the Creator, the system, the actual path, the actual realization of it, walking the path, all of that is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. There is point A, point B. From A to B, I must reach the path, how to do it, how to realize it, how to reach point B. All of that is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning that is all a means for the revelation of the Creator. Yes.
Baal HaSulam said here that he wants to clarify it to every person, and no one will be misled, and everything will be simple to every person. Then he comes on and gives you this definition, and you now explained it in greater simplicity.
Yes.
And from what I see, people are not digesting what you're talking about, both of you are talking about.
It's hard to
what
explain,
are the
right?
roots? What?
I believe you. So look, there's the Creator and there's the creature. And between them, there is a ladder. So here is a ladder. What is this letter? What is it actually telling us? here are the qualities of the Creator. Here are the qualities of the creature. Here in between is a combination. A combination between the qualities of the Creator and the qualities of the creature. That is a ladder. Very simple. From 0% qualities of the Creator till 100% the qualities of the Creator. That's how it is. All of this is called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning, the wisdom of Kabbalah itself is not telling me about the actual qualities of the Creator, and it's not telling me about the actual qualities of the creature itself. It is the essence. I can't know this. I study only the relation between them, one upon the other. That is called form clothed in matter. That's what I learn. That's what I want to attain. That's what I know. I feel in that. To that I have an approach, an attainment, an understanding, a feeling. The combination between the two. One without the other, I don't know what it is. But this ladder is enough for me in order to determine the I, myself, with respect to the quality of the creature and the quality of the creator. Me, I, is something else. It is this middle line.
Lo anivra velo abure.
Not the creature nor the creator.
Ki anivra kan.
Because the creature here is a will to receive.
Ani ze lo ratzon lekabel. Ani ze atzura sheani.
I am not a will to receive. I am the form which I clothe on the will to receive, that I shape myself in the shape of the Creator. I do it like with pottery, with clay, and I shape myself like the Creator. I try doing so. I form this shape, and the Creator does, whew, and He gives me the spirit of life. And then this doll, this dummy, becomes live, alive. That's how it is on each and every degree. So the realization of this creature to reach the level, the degree of the Creator, or the revelation of the Creator to that very same creature, that is the wisdom of Kabbalah. Obviously, we have nothing else to engage in our life except the necessity for our animal, for our beast, and all the rest is the wisdom. Now, in our days, we're reaching this necessity, the necessity, life, crisis, it's all clearing out in a very short time, in a few years, hopefully less. You'll see the world will have nothing else to do out of lack of choice, right? And then it will find that, we were all wrong for a few hundreds of thousands of years. But now we'll change our ways, our direction. It wasn't by mistake. It was the preparation of the realization of the degree of animate. Still, vegetative, animate, and we're reaching the wisdom of Kabbalah.
This wisdom today is relevant for the public?
Of course.
Okay.
If we're talking about all the public as one partsuf, there are those who can lead the public as the head. There are those that can lead it in action, like hands and legs. And there are those who can organize it properly. And then all these different parts of the public, those who can be the head or the important parts of the body, or those who realize it or applicate it, and even those that, how should I say, the most,
well,
those who themselves aren't capable, everyone can participate. Everyone can participate in connecting to that very same exalted mission of revealing the Creator to the creature. And they will receive according to their participation, according to their desire. A person cannot get anything more than his desire. But of course, in our world, the wisdom is revealed, and there are people that can realize it according to the public. Within the next few years, or even less, I think, the public will be more prepared, and you'll be more prepared, and you'll bring the entire public to the goal. Together with them, as a head, as the body, you'll reveal the Creator to all the creatures. Yes?
Let's say that you are now giving an introductory lecture to explain to people what Kabbalah is. Then you read this definition of Baal Sulam.
I'll tell them simply. I have to translate this to them in the regular speech.
And the translation is
that the wisdom of Kabbalah is the revelation of the Creator to the creature. You want to reveal the Creator? What's the Creator? The source of all goodness and all evil and all abundance, death, everything, your entire life, your breath, your past, your present, your future, everything, your life, that is the upper force, determines everything. You want to reveal it? Fine, go on, engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah. 10 lessons, 200 shekel, and you'll know how to reveal the Creator.
Now, can you connect what you just said with what he writes here? Links, roots, all that?
It's possible, but after one begins to comprehend this simple definition. I didn't just say, I wasn't joking, I said 10 lessons, 200 shekel. When he absorbs this, simply, and after you finish the article, how long does it take for you to finish an article like this? What, 2-3 lessons? Yes, but today
this article is used in several lessons, yeah.
So once you conclude it, you go back to the very same definition, because all the rest are maybe not so. Most important is this definition. You repeat it, this definition, and then you can chew it up a little more and a little more. You know, when a person is thirsty, he doesn't care. He just wants something wet. And then he begins to see the taste, or if it's hot or cold, carbonated or not, depending on what drink, and so on. So first of all, give him a simple definition to the extent he's capable. So that is the wisdom of Kabbalah, is a method, is a means to reveal the Creator. It's a wisdom that reveals the Creator. Simple. That's it. I study medicine, for example, anatomy. So I know that a human being has different organs, different parts, and so on, different systems. So I know that. I know what happens to him there. I know how the body how the body functions, how I can activate it for myself, my benefit, and so on. Of course, there are many results from this, but they're all actually positive. It's worthwhile for us. In our days, in our times, without knowing, but add, the Creator is nature. That's very important. The Creator is nature. There, we should add some few more quotes. Why is that important? Because then you tell him, in our world, we don't know a thing. We are confused. We are, who knows in what way. Everyone is stupid, helpless, impotent. So what are we going to do? We've reached a state that we have no choice, that we cannot count on ourselves anymore, but we have to discover this fate, this force of nature, the Creator, I don't know who, hurricanes, what's going on here? Meaning I feel that from today to tomorrow, if I check the stock market from today to tomorrow, then now I don't care about the market anymore. I know it's deteriorating, that it's. I need the actual fate. I need the Creator. That is the dealing which is completely certain. I can change my entire fate by it, my future. You explain this for people very simply. Everyone is in a state like little poodles. Don't know how to control life. Once they thought they can. Yes.
So this, well, the wisdom of Kabbalah allows us to control our destiny.
For the publicity, yes, that's the only means.
To rule your fate, yeah?
Yes, who's going to help you? Obama or Putin or who, what's his name, Bibi? Who'll help you control your fate? Who holds on to them by their ears? The very same fate, which is in the hands of the Creator. And you, by the wisdom of Kabbalah, or are you just praying for it to be good? Please make it this or that. No, you can reveal Him. How can you take part? How can you participate? How can you influence it? It's not just revelation. You're enabled to enter this keyboard which commands, controls reality. You're taught how to control your fate and the fate of the entire world. What is the wisdom of Kabbalah? Other than being explained the system of the world, of this world, of all of the history, why is it happening, where is it all going, the nature of the creation, the system of providence, system of creation, what is this? There is nothing which is not included in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes.
What you just said is very appealing to, you know, enter the get access to the keyboard that operates the whole of reality. But before that, you said that it's good to explain it as nature, to say nature. Hurricanes and everything I understand, but what do you mean by discovering nature that I don't understand?
Nature means there are absolute laws. There is a lack of knowledge of these laws, and if we begin to know them, then we can take control of them. The Creator isn't just something wild that feels like this, feels like that. And I have this opportunity to know these things, you know, last minute opportunity. The Creator is a general law of reality that if I study it, I know how to treat it. I know how to integrate with it, how to even control it, conduct it. I have a desire to manage it. Maybe I will be able to do so. Later on, we learn that in order to conduct it, I need to understand it. And the moment I understand it, I reach the agreement. like we are with our mother. We want the little ones, want their mother to listen to them. Then when they're grown up, then we see that she actually wanted our own good. So there is no contradiction here that I want to actually control him. Until I open up the entire system, I see that only the true combination between him and me, that's it. Meaning I need to only change myself, and I do that. That is the correction. That is the ladder of degrees, that I correct myself. I bring myself to identify with him, and then we're included in every stage that we are included, me and him. We reach agreement. That's called a middle line in the ladder, this line in green here. That's it. Then we are together in harmony, tranquility. That's considered that I determine my fate because he has determined it likewise. That's it. We've reached equality with respect to this very same state that we both think that it is the best thing possible for every moment of my life. What could be better for a person than that? Yes.
There can't be actually something better. I just didn't understand. What are these roots?
These roots are what I constantly discover the Creator with, where I equalize myself to Him. All in all, there are 125 such roots. Roots that I become to know more and more.
And what he writes here in his words, the order of roots which hang down,
yes,
by way of...
Yes, because the Creator keeps on restricting himself, limiting, and my desire keeps on growing until it completely disappears, these roots disappear, until the final root that is here within me, this final root is called the point in the heart. Yes.
Question from the U.S. When we define the Creator as laws of nature...
A general law of nature.
Okay, the general law of nature.
That all the other laws are included in it.
How do we then separate between this definition and science?
You don't have to separate. What for? What for? I don't understand. We can call gravity, for example, an angel. We can say it's a physical law. What's the difference between a physical law and an angel? No difference. It's just the way you name it. You tell the Creator that it's nature. But for you, nature is something that you don't give about. It exists, fine, I can blow it up, I can do whatever I like to it. I'm talking about nature as the laws that exist, that I can't do anything with respect to them. I must only bend over if I want to feel good. I must keep these laws. And if I'm wise and I keep the laws of nature, then I keep the laws of the Creator, the laws of the Sacred One. The Sacred One, blessed He. Why sacred? Why blessed He? Because I understand that all these laws are in my benefit, so I bless Him. Very simple. The person that discovers this, that reaches this, according to his recognition, he gives names.
I hope that I'm matching what the question really means here. You're saying that the wisdom of Kabbalah is a science, but still it's not like the other sciences.
All the other sciences are not science, but only the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The difference? Because if science, the final science, the absolute one, it always speaks from this single force in reality, and all the other laws and sciences and so on, they are all parts and manners, different side parts of this very same force. And until you don't connect them to that very same force, you cannot use them securely, but only according to their limitations. That's why we're always kind of falling behind.
Baal HaSulam, in the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, writes that the physics, for instance, is only the particular laws of a particular world, level of the world, and it doesn't include any other wisdom. Whereas in the wisdom of Kabbalah, what he calls the wisdom of truth, since it provides a general understanding of all the inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human in all the levels of all the worlds, the way they were created by the Creator, with their purpose, and therefore all the other wisdoms from the greatest to the smallest are included in it in a wondrous way.
Let me tell you one thing. How can you understand an action if you don't know the result from it, if you don't know its intention? I come to you, I give you a blow on the head. Everyone's looking, doesn't understand what's going on. But if we know between us, or you know, that by this tiny little blow, I'm giving you a direction, I'm giving you the attainment of the purpose of the goal, the attainment of the goal, and it happens in every level of nature, in every action. Right? So you understand the content of this action, its essence. It can be a small blow on the head, it can be a huge disaster, God forbid, and so on. But you know why it happens, what for, and where it leads to, this entire thing. And you're in between, you see this fragment of this image from this film strip. You don't know the beginning nor the end, and according to that, you're still wise in the darkness, beginning to find different theories and methods, and of course you're always wrong, until we reach a state that we already need to decide that we have nothing else, that's it, it's enough. In our current methods, we can no longer advance. We must know the end of it. Why the end? Because if you direct yourself to it, if you add all your actions to it, then you begin to understand. Today, we cannot do a thing in the human society, not education, economy, nothing. Nothing, nothing. Everything is ruined. Why? Because we don't know where to advance to. We don't know the actions. We don't know where we're heading. From today to the next, no one knows what to do, what change to take, what change to make. All the governments, do you understand what state we've reached, what a good state? Finally, we're beginning to understand that we don't see a future. You have no other wisdom. And all these wisdoms that you've developed, you've done something out of them. You've made something out of them. I'm not disregarding all these wisdoms. I actually like these wisdoms. But what you lack is the connection to the end of it. Otherwise, it's not a wisdom. The wisdom is seeing what will be born, and no physics or nothing has that. If you don't know, if you're learning the actions, but if you don't know where they're aimed to, then you're lacking the most important part of the action itself. So what are you studying? If I do this and that, and I put some electricity and do this, I get that. That's no wisdom. That is, you know, the wisdom is the essence of the action. And that does not exist in anything. But we'll discover that. No choice. We've already reached. You know, when you're running, you have the final sprint. The finale. Say goodbye to everyone.
Before we say goodbye, a few announcements. An introductory lecture in a public lecture in Chulon with Rav Lightman This is in Holon City tomorrow, Tuesday, 7 p.m. Israel time. We'll also broadcast on Kab.TV. And there is an introductory lecture in Carmiel. If you are in Israel, this is relevant. If not, not really. Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. Israel time, and the Unithon, One Kli, One Home, a marathon of unity for the building of our home. Join us for a global, worldwide unity event on November 17th through the 18th, 24 hours of live broadcasts. Let's create and build a new home and create a new future, better for everyone. With this, we conclude. Good day, great night. יש תפילה של כוח שנוכל את הלב לפתוח עד שיקיצה וניתן לנפשנו נמלא את כל הבורות שזה מכבר יבשו ממים ונצמח כמו אילן עם הברק בעיניים נעלה, נעלה ביחד נעלה ניפול ונקום עד לקו הסיום נעלה, ביחד נעלה חפץ להתקרב ובתוכו להפסל מישהו אחר יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות נעלה נעלה ביחד נעלה לקו הסיום נעלה ביחד נעלה 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 ביחד נעלה ניפול ונקום עד לקו הסיום נעלה ביחד נעלה 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 ביחד נעלה ניפול ונקום עד לקו הסיום נעלה ביחד ביחד נעלה, נעלה, ביחד נעלה